Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Garrett. Farm Progress and the Illinois Soybean Association has a celebrity in their booth here, Brent Ike. Some of you maybe already know who Brent Ike is. Brent, rather than me tell everybody who's listening to Farm Talk what you have done with biodiesel, you tell them.
Well, we went out and set several land speed records. We went out with standard number two diesel and went 169 miles an hour. And all we did is switch to B20 soy biodiesel and went 182 miles an hour. And that's in a pretty much stock body crew cab F-250.
Holy mackerel. And that's so where did you do that?
We did that at the Bonneville Salt Flats.
And that's probably it. We've seen some of those, like the motorcycles and all the other ones who set land speed records. Somebody went 300-some miles an hour there. That must be a fun place to drive.
It is. In fact, the diesel F-250 took a land speed record away from a BMW motorcycle.
Oh.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah. So, you had a Mustang that you painted with soybean-based paint.
Yeah, we had three different Mustangs. The three fastest Mustangs in the world are all E85 powered. We have soy composite body panels, hood, front fenders, kind of like the panels they're putting on the combines. I'd seen the ad for Ford Bioplastics years ago, helped them develop the body panels for the combines, the soy composite panels, but that really wasn't getting the message out because, you know, the average person doesn't even know what a combine is, but they do know what a Mustang is. So we decided to go ahead and showcase them and incorporate that into the car as well.
Okay, awesome. But why? I mean, obviously, now, what is your main task in life? What are you doing? Are you just a hot rod driver?
Well, no, I'm third generation farmer. I have a trucking company and I'm an oil and gas producer as well. I farm as much as I can afford to, but we try to promote, you know, all the stuff we grow on the farm and, you know, anything renewable and, you know, and we got Ford Motor Company working with us, Monsanto. Right now we got the trucks in the Illinois Soy Association, booth 605, and man, it's bringing a lot of attention in, and I got a pretty cool display there, and we got a lot of people coming in.
Yeah, like I said, you want to promote things that you raise on the farm, but you have gone way beyond what the normal human being would do who has a mission. You have really accomplished a lot. So, and again, my question, why?
Well, I don't know. I guess it all attributes to spending too much time in the tractor thinking about stuff. Mick, you know, we kind of all relate to that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, too much, not free time, just going back and forth, up and down that field. Yeah, you got to think stuff. So
exactly, especially when auto steer is driving, yes.
Yes, indeed. So where is your farm at?
We farm out in northwest Oklahoma.
Okay. And a lot of wheat, I suppose, then?
Yeah, wheat predominantly. We got some irrigated soybeans and grass. Run cows on the grass, and kind of that's about it out there.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, switching from general, just plain old diesel to B20, you went from 169 to 182 in a good old F-250.
Yes, sir. That's all we done, change the fuel.
Yeah.
She was ready to go. She liked them beans.
Yeah. Would you like to see a higher blend?
Well, you know, we've been the tractor pulls and stuff, you know, where they're using the B100, and it's certainly better. We thought, you know, from a marketing standpoint, from United Biodiesel and Ford Motor Company, you know, what's available at the pump was the B20, and we thought that would be the best way to go, best platform for this.
All right. Well, Brent Ike, great to meet you. I've heard about you. I've read about you. And now I finally met you, so thank you very much.
Mick, it's a pleasure being here, and thanks for having us on your show.
You're very welcome. All right, there you have it, the man who did it with B20.